You're listening to Hockey Moms Uncensored, where the gloves come off and the truth comes out. Welcome back to Hockey Moms Uncensored, episode 14. Woo-hoo. I know it. We've done so many.
I know.
We're starting to lose count. We decided today to do another hockey trivia, and I was going to be in the hot seat this time.
Tables have turned.
That's right. We had so much fun doing the other one, and we hope y'all enjoyed it too, that we were going to do it again, and let me see how much knowledge I have. So, you're right. The tables have turned, and now the pressure's on me. So.
Yes. This one's going to be more about, like, the rules and regulations of hockey.
Okay.
Instead of just the lingo.
Yeah. Have you ever, did you ever watch, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yes.
That show?
Yes.
Like, da-da-da-da-da-da.
The hot seat.
That's right. Do I have any, like, phone
a friend? I was going to say, yeah, what is it, phone a friend, and I can't remember what the other ones were, lifelines, or what they call
them.
Yeah,
you could get a lifeline. They would, like, cut two out.
Oh, yeah, and pull the audience.
Yes. Yeah,
we don't have an audience.
That's right.
Not live, anyway.
That's exactly right, so we might be.
SOL.
The only one
on your own.
I know, and my husband's doing work, so he couldn't answer either, so. It'll be fine. I can do this. I'm prepared.
You got it. I think you're better prepared than I am.
How many questions do you think it is?
Let's see. That's a good. We'll do. I think we're gonna do 15.
Okay, I can do it. So. All right, and then we'll see how well I score.
Yeah,
at the
we'll
end.
Tell you. See if you beat my. I know. My score. I bet you will.
No, I don't know.
And some of them we'll do multiple choice, the harder ones, and some of them you just. Gotta know
on the fly, have to know. Okay, hopefully, my 2 years of watching one full year of watching youth hockey, and some NHL games on TV, and a couple of semi pro games. Maybe I've picked up a few things.
I'm sure you have
over this year.
You got this.
Okay, I love your confidence. Thank you.
All right, ready?
Yeah, thanks. I think I'm stalling, so I'll be quiet. Answer your question.
Okay, question number one. What is the thickness of an NHL hockey puck? Regulation.
Yeah. What is the thickness?
Yeah. So, like, visualize it in your head.
An inch and a quarter.
Oh, you're so close. It's 1 inch.
Just 1 inch.
1 inch.
Okay.
Yep.
I figured they would make it, like, harder. I don't know. Or then I thought, does Canada use, like, the metric system? Or are they
That's
on...
a good question. I bet they do. Because Canada's teams are still considered NHL, aren't they?
Yeah. You know, because when you convert to metric to
whatever I should have said in inches. I'm sorry.
No, you did say in inches.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. I'm just making this. I'm just thinking in a weird way.
I'm just trying to make tally. I need a tally.
Okay. We're ready. Now I know. Boo. You missed.
Okay. I think you'll get this one because we've talked about it before in a previous episode. Which ice hockey term is defined as a pass that sets up a goal?
A pass that sets up a goal.
And it's called this in some other sports as well.
An assist?
Yeah, okay. I got it. Woo-hoo, 1 point for Morgan.
Stealthy was doing the little 3-on-3 little thing they're doing for the month of July.
Yeah.
And he did not score a goal when he was there, but he got an assist.
Okay.
It's like, Mom, assists are just as important
as a
goal. So yeah,
they are.
An assist. I'm glad I didn't get that wrong.
What ice hockey term describes the team's two defensemen?
The two defensemen?
Yes. I'll give you a multiple choice on this one. A, empty netters. B, board checking. C, back line. D, hat tricks. I feel like that's...
Back line?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it.
It's not the hat trick. You know what a hat trick is. They could be the board checkers. I don't know.
No board checkers. What are the blue lines that run across an ice hockey rink 60 feet from each goal called?
I know.
Ooh. It's actually really obvious. I wouldn't have known it. But it's really
the
obvious.
Lines that are 60 feet from the goal. Mm-hmm. I know. Aren't those the ones that you can't pass? Like,
I think so.
You can't pass that line until the person with the puck passes the line. Or it's... That's not icing. Is that icing?
Is that icing? Maybe.
Maybe.
We should start clueless.
We don't know. I think that's icing. But I have no idea what the technical lines are called.
Okay, it's offside if you pass it.
Oh.
You're not supposed to. But the blue lines are called blue lines.
Well, that was a trick question.
That's what I said. It's really obvious, but I'm probably never going to get it.
I felt like that. I felt like it was going to be something so much more significant.
Same. Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Blue line. See.
Yeah, it says they serve as boundaries that determine whether a player is offside or not.
Yes. I think icing is when you just, like, sling it down the ice.
You're right. You're okay. Right.
We're getting it, y'all. Yeah. See, our boys only play half right now.
Exactly. We're still a little unclear on the rules.
That's but we're right. getting there. We're learning together.
Well, and a lot of times at a hockey game, if we ever go watch the Birmingham Bulls, something will happen and I'll be like, what happened? What's going on? And
yeah.
My husband's like, it's icing. And then he has like to tell me like over and over and over. I'm like, no, what's everything. Icing again?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, I do the same thing.
Why are they doing a face-off again? Like, I'm just so confused. I don't understand.
Okay, question number 4. Which hockey term is defined as sending an opponent violently into the boards by any method?
Should I know this? Like, is it? Is it? Is it not? It's not checking.
I'll give that to you. It's board checking.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna give it to you.
Okay.
You said checking. So
again, like some of these are kind of obvious, but then I'm like, I think I'm thinking too much into it.
Right.
But.
So it's easy to overthink.
Well, and our boys cannot check yet, but I know that they're excited to check.
Yes.
And I don't know. I feel like that's going to be a situation where they think they're excited to check, but when it actually happens to them.
Right. It's not going to feel so good.
No. And it's real easy to be like, yeah, I'm going to get him. But then someone bigger, stronger, meaner than you does it to you. I don't know.
It might not go as well.
It might not go as well. They might not be as happy after that happens. But we'll see. A couple more years until that's.
Yeah, we got a few years to worry about. What is it, 14 you?
Yeah.
When they can start checking?
Yeah.
The other day I was saying, when I'm 10, I can check. And I was like, I don't think so, kid.
Yeah, or you're going to go to the penalty box a lot if you do that. So don't get that in your mind just yet.
Yeah, exactly. Which, I don't know. Maybe they want to go to the penalty box.
That's right.
You know, as a badge of honor.
That's right. That's cool.
Okay, question number 5. Which hockey term is defined as to get the puck away from one's own goal cage? A, penalty shot. B, clearing. C, hat trick. D, cross-checking.
Clearing.
Yeah. Okay. I actually knew that one, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes
You're
sense.
Doing well.
Clear it. And that's what the defensemen do because they got to get it out of that.
Get it out
the
of
crease.
That zone. Yeah.
Okay.
Clearing.
That'll be more Chip's department because he likes to play defense.
He loves playing defense.
So he's going to do that. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
For now, anyway.
That's right.
He may change his mind. He said he wants to score more. But
well, when they were at hockey camp, apparently Stealth was shooting and he hit Chip. Did he tell you this?
No.
He hit, so you know like where their pads are.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, your pads like go on your arm and they're like up around your neck. And he was like, Stealth was shooting. And he's like, he did it on accident. Like he was just shooting at the goal, but I was playing defense and it hit me right where my pad wasn't. And I was like, oh
no.
Man. I was like, you're either really unlucky or Stealth is just a really good shot. And I was like, I think you're not very lucky. You're unlucky, I guess. But he was like, he did it another time and hit my arm. And I was like, well, you know, it's just part of
being a defenseman.
But he's like, it was on accident. But it was cute.
Wouldn't pick it on him or anything.
No, it was cute.
All right, question number 6. Which hockey term is defined as hitting an opponent with a stick while it's held in both hands?
Hitting it with the... That's cross-checking.
Like, oh, got that's it. Look at you. Didn't even need multiple choice.
I knew that one because I feel like Cody got... My husband, Cody, he plays in the adult league, and I think someone cross-checked him. And he will fight you. I mean, he's not a fighter, but... He will not let things like that.
Well, it's illegal.
Yes.
Yeah.
He won't let that go to the wayside. So apparently they had some words.
Yeah.
And, you know, then we had to watch it on the live barn and we had to show, or someone sent the video to me.
Spiked.
He was like, see how they were cross checking me? And I was like, oh gosh. And yeah. It's kind of embarrassing. I'm like, please don't get in a fight. Like,
I know.
You're a 30.
Listening to you.
You're a 35-year-old man with children. Like, come on. But.
Well, it's funny, too, because Chip also plays lacrosse. And in lacrosse, like, they're supposed to, like, hit people with their sticks like
oh,
that.
Oh, okay.
So.
Is it called cross-checking, too?
I think it's stick checking.
Okay.
No, maybe, I don't know. I don't know.
But lacrosse and hockey are somewhat similar.
They are similar. Yeah. It's pretty easy transition back and forth for the most part. So.
I just, you just hope that he's not on the ice, like, thinking of lacrosse, you know?
Right.
Like,
I don't think he would.
I don't think so.
Because you hold the stick so differently. So it's a lot easier to do that in lacrosse than, I mean,
That's true. I feel like you have to be pretty conscious of, like, let me pick my stick up.
And yeah, I feel like it's kind of a jerk move. Yeah, you know?
For sure.
But
like, you have to be pretty pissed.
That's right, to be cross-checking people.
Yeah. Okay, question number 7. What hockey term is defined as the area in a team's own end between the blue line and the goal line?
The area between the blue line and the goal line.
On your own end. I'll give you multiple choice on this one. A, defensive zone. B, blade. C, charging. Or D, Zamboni. I feel like just about process.
Defensive zone?
Yeah.
Zamboni.
Zamboni. Yeah.
I need a lifeline. Let's poll the audience. That's funny.
So it's in this area between the blue line, which separates the defensive and neutral zones, and the goal line. This is the area where the team's defensemen and goaltender primarily operate to prevent the opposing team from scoring.
Gotcha. It does make sense. That's kind of the defensive zone because they are trying. What did you say?
Trying to keep you from getting to the goalie.
Yeah. Okay.
Slash goal.
Right.
Which hockey term describes a situation where the goalie is out of position or off the ice?
Oh my gosh. I feel like I know this, but I don't know. If the goalie is out of position or off the ice, do they have another, like, regular player on there? It doesn't say, does it?
Doesn't say. Just means it's open. The goal's open out there. What do you call that?
I feel like I should know this.
It's pretty, like, it's kind of just like saying what it is.
Open goal. I don't know.
It's close. Empty net.
Empty net. Okay.
Yeah.
I kept thinking about, like, you know, if you need, like, let's just say you're down by one and there's, like, not that much time left. Sometimes they'll pull the goalie.
Right. So that would be an empty net.
Okay. That was easy.
Yeah.
That was probably.
I don't think I would have gotten it either.
I think I just thought that the terms, whoever invented hockey, like, they were real simple.
I know.
I appreciate that. Yes. You know?
Simple-minded people. They're just straightforward.
I like that.
Come to the chase.
Let's not make it real complicated.
Okay, I didn't know this one. Although I do think maybe I've heard it in some hockey movies. Anyway, which ice hockey term is defined as the player whose primary job is to protect teammates?
The captain? No.
No, that's a good guess.
Ooh, the enforcer.
You got it, yes!
The enforcer.
Yes. It says they primarily protect their teammates by using physicality and intimidation.
Okay.
They often engage in fights with opposing players to defend their teammates.
That's the one that's the F around and find out.
Yeah, that's right.
Like
your big player. Yeah. You don't wanna mess with
the one that's like scrappy.
Yeah.
That you're get in there and get them. Okay.
Okay. Which hockey term means to hold the puck against boards or back of the net with your skate or your stick?
Ooh, I know, there's a term for that.
Yeah.
I just keep thinking like of a battle, but that's like if like someone else is trying to get it too.
Yeah.
So it's not that, obviously, but I have no idea. I don't know what the term, I don't know.
Yeah, it's freeze the puck.
Oh, okay.
So this term is commonly used in hockey to describe a strategy used to stop play and maintain possession of the puck.
Okay. So if you're holding the puck with your skate behind the net or against the boards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
With your skate or your stick.
Okay.
I'm familiar with that one. Learn something.
That's right. Like I said, I always know, like, if someone else is, if there's multiple people trying to get the puck, I'm always like, you know, battle it out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Get it out of there. Right. Yeah. But that's just maybe my term. I don't know. That's like a mom term. I don't know.
Maybe.
Get it.
Okay, question 11. You're doing really well.
Okay.
7 out of 11.
Woohoo.
I think you're definitely going to beat my score. Which ice hockey term is defined as scoring 3 or more goals in a game? You'll get this one.
That's a hat trick.
Yeah, that's easy.
That is a
good one. Was a gimme.
That's right. I've heard about it. You know, so-and-so got a hat trick. So, you know.
Yeah. And they use that term in soccer, too.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with soccer that much, so.
I'm not either. I just know. I don't, for some reason, know that they use that term.
And you know, with hockey, it is a very low-scoring sport. So I imagine, like, scoring 3 goals.
Yeah,
like, you know, that doesn't sound like a lot.
It doesn't.
Because, you know, like, think about basketball, football, or something like that. But, which, I mean, football is low-scoring, but each score is multiple points. But, you know, scoring one person scoring 3 in a game, like, that's
pretty significant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is really significant.
All right. Which ice hockey term is defined as substitution of an entire line for another? This one's also very just...
Line change?
You got it.
They're so creative with the naming.
Right. Line change.
I feel like football is so much more like complicated.
Heck yeah, there's a lot. Well, I wonder what sport out there has the most rules. Do you think it's football? It has like the most rules and...
It definitely has a lot of complicated little nuances, yeah. I feel like. I don't know if it actually has the most rules. Yeah. I feel like lacrosse is pretty complicated.
Okay.
Maybe it's just because I'm not familiar enough with it. But I don't know.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law played rugby. That one was confusing, too.
Well, and I think that, like, especially in youth sports, you're, you know, someone has to know the rules. And, like, we played flag football, and the ref clearly did not know the rules.
Yeah.
And so you got, like, the ref that's supposed to know the rules, and then all these dads out there that are like, that's not the rules.
Yeah.
So I just feel like in youth sports especially, you know, because there's sometimes when they're so little, some of the rules don't apply because you just can't.
Right.
You know.
And in different leagues, rules will change. And it just gets real confusing.
It does get confusing. So sometimes I feel like I've been an idiot and, like, screamed something, and then I'm like, oh.
Same.
That's not a rule.
I'll like yell something like, don't do that, or, you know, go get it or whatever. And Wes will be like, no, he's doing what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, that's okay.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Never mind. Never mind.
Never mind. Don't listen to me.
Yeah.
I look down.
Forget it. We just don't need a megaphone, you know?
Yeah,
we don't need
for
to
sure.
Be, cause,
just need to kind of blend in.
That's right. Because they probably really can't hear us out there.
No.
It's just we're embarrassed because probably other people
hear
it.
Yeah.
But they don't know either.
This girl don't know.
That's okay.
That's true. In the South, we're like all new to this for
that's
the most
right.
part.
It's fine.
So, okay. Number 13.
Okay.
What hockey term means official primarily responsible for calling icing and offside violations?
I mean, he's like a referee, right?
Yeah. It's a specific name, though.
But he calls icing and offsides,
offsides
is that you said?
Violations. Yeah.
The line ref.
You're so close. Linesman.
Linesman.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're really, really close.
Darn, that's okay. So close.
Okay. Okay. Which ice hockey term means a team has more players on the ice than the other because of penalties?
Ooh, power play.
Yep, you got it.
I didn't know that one. That was thanks to the Bulls, because you always have like power play, you know.
That's true.
In the box, so.
This one's easy. Okay. No, that one's too easy. It's what is the ice arena called?
The barn.
Well, that's the slang for it. But what is like it actually called? The rink.
The rink.
We're not even going to count that one because it's just like, so.
But see, it's like, this question is so easy. And I'm like,
I know. But sometimes like they're so easy you overthink them.
The barn.
Maybe we'll go to 20 because we're going to finish really fast.
I'm just so smart.
I know. You know why you're just rattling them off.
No.
What is a hockey shot called where a player takes a full backswing and then drives the puck?
Slap shot.
Yes. Got it.
I don't think, I know. I don't feel like Stealth is, not that he's not good at slap shots. I got in trouble because he thought I said he wasn't good on one of the other episodes and I did not
say that.
I think he's the best. So when he listens to this, you are the best hockey player ever. But they're so little and they're trying to get their weight distribution just right. So I think it's going to take some time to really get
that. For sure.
That
takes a lot of balance.
Yeah. And the power and, you know, there's a lot to it. But, you know, it's amazing how much better they've all gotten just
absolutely.
In, you know,
a year or so.
A year and a half or whatever we're at.
Makes a huge difference. So. I feel like even like Chip's enjoying hockey camp so much more this year because he actually kind of like knows what he's doing and I don't know.
They're like bros.
Yeah.
And what's crazy too is like they're making all these little friends.
Yes.
And like, I don't know. It's just, they're just growing up so fast.
No.
And like, they're hockey bros.
Yes.
They're not like little babies, like not knowing what to do.
They're hanging there with the big guys.
Yeah. They're like, we can put our own jerseys on now.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know that was a big deal, but I guess on top of your pads.
That's a big thing.
Like
okay.
It can get stuck and they were, you know, like we can put our jerseys on by ourselves now. And I'm like, okay.
Pretty impressive.
Good for you, man. That's awesome. Pretty soon they won't even need us to go in there with them.
I know.
And help them do anything.
I know. They're working on carrying their own bags too.
Right.
Or well, Stealth has a wheeled bag because y'all are smarter than I am.
No.
And so he's making it. But this morning our coach was giving him grief. Chip was trying to like drag his because it is really heavy.
It is heavy, yeah.
And Stealth had his wheels and he was like, y'all pick those bags up. Y'all can't carry those. Y'all can't play.
himself like, mine's on wheels.
He was. He's like, it's a wheel bag. That's right. He was like, I don't care. Pick it up.
Oh, gosh.
And he was like, no, it's a wheel bag. He just kept wheeling.
I love it. No. I know what I have. Okay. I know what I have.
Yeah. This my parents love bag. Me.
No. Honestly, it's because we didn't want to have to wheel it.
Yeah, no, that's I'm about to go buy Chip a wheeled one. Like this week, it's going to happen. It just hasn't been open when I've been there.
I know the pro shop's kind of hit or miss. Yeah.
And Amazon doesn't really have any good ones. So
I know. Yeah. Things.
Because I'm over it.
You just got to pay for convenience. It's yes. okay. Just yes. part of it.
But. And I've been making him carry it because Coach wants him to, but. Bless him. It's just like takes forever for him to get there. And this morning at one point I was like holding part of it while he held part of it. And I was like, I'm going to hurry.
I know.
Like, well, Coach will get over it.
Emily and I, we've been like dividing and conquering this week. And I picked up Stealth and Chip from hockey camp like Tuesday and Wednesday. And there was one day where Chip didn't want the coach to see him not carrying his bag. So like I carried it for him for like a certain amount of time. And I was like, okay, here, you carry it. And then he was like getting to a spot where he couldn't be seen. So we like worked teamwork, you know?
Yeah, that's what we did this morning too. Like I carried it to the door. I was like, all right, here you go, kid.
That's right.
And he got it the rest of the way. But that thing is heavy. I mean, it probably weighs half his body weight.
I mean, like
that's a lot.
It's only going to get heavier because your stuff's going to get bigger.
Bigger, right. So we're headed for that wheeled bag.
These little
I don't
boys
care.
Are gonna be strong.
They are
just gonna be tough and strong.
They are.
I love it. Okay, sorry.
Anyway,
sidetracked.
Side note.
Okay, which ice hockey foul is defined as swinging the stick at an opponent when it's below the shoulders?
Oh my gosh. There's like high sticking when you hit them above the shoulders.
Yeah.
But
you're like come down.
Ooh. Oh my gosh, I know what this is. Why don't I know what I can't? It's not coming to me.
Think of horror movies. Like, what would you call that in a horror movie?
Death. No, I don't know. Oh my gosh, I can't think of it.
You want me to give it to you?
Yeah, just give it to me.
Slashing. Or like slasher films.
Yes. I knew that one. But
like on the tip of your tongue.
I couldn't think of the words. I couldn't. Like, I knew exactly what was happening. I knew the one was like, you know, what did I say?
High sticking.
High sticking. Yeah. High sticking was slashing. Darn it. Okay.
Okay. Which ice hockey term is a quick shot made with the snap of a wrist? This is another one that's just kind of like, just exactly what it is. There's no fancy word for it.
A quick shot with the wrist. Just
with a slap of a wrist.
Wrist shot.
Yeah, you got it.
That just seems so simple.
I know. Maybe they don't play around.
I figured it out. Like, the reason that there are slang terms is because people were like, this is boring.
Yeah,
like,
we got to liven this up.
I'm not calling it a wrist shot. Like, yeah, we got to make this sound a little more interesting.
Like, sound more fun.
Zhuzh it up a little bit, yes. Okay,
this one is pretty obvious. You're going to get this one. What hockey term is defined as the area containing a bench where players serve penalty time?
The penalty box.
Yeah.
The sin bin.
Yep, sin bin.
I always get nervous when you say you're going to get this one.
I'm sorry.
The pressure's
on. Say that.
No, you can say it. But I'm like, oh gosh, don't be stupid. You have to know this answer.
Okay, which ice hockey term is defined? Oops. Sorry, I was banging on the mic. Which ice hockey term is defined as the area contained between the blue lines? So we already talked about the blue lines. What's the area between the blue lines?
Center ice? No.
That's a good guess, but no.
The
I think I
neutral zone?
Yeah, there you go.
Is it?
I think I've said this word at one point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Neutral zone. So I guess that's not really anybody's territory because it's neutral, right?
Right.
Okay.
So you're not,
You're not on either team's defensive zone.
Right.
It's just a neutral zone.
Neutral zone.
I get it. So I guess there's no offensive zone. It's just.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess not.
Again,
defensive zone and neutral zone.
That's it. I'm just overthinking it. I'm just curious.
Which ice hockey term is defined as using the stick to hold an opponent? I've never heard this one before, but you may have.
Using the stick to hold an opponent.
Yeah.
caging them in. I don't know.
No, that's a good guess. No. Hooking.
Hooking.
Have you ever heard that term? I don't feel like I've ever heard anybody say that term.
I don't know.
It's an advanced hockey term.
That is an advanced. Hooking. Hooking. I wouldn't have thought that because, like, hooking to me is like you.
Yeah, you're like, man. But,
okay, whatever.
I guess you don't really ever hook people. Yeah, I don't know.
It's probably not. The stick itself is not.
Yeah, I'm not going to hook around. But,
okay.
Hooking. Okay.
Good to know.
Last question. Okay. Number 20. Okay, you'll get this one. You've already mentioned it, actually. Okay. Which ice hockey term is defined as the area in front of the goal cage?
Oh, the crease.
Got it.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah, you did so well.
I don't know how I knew that one, but I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
The crease. Good job. Well, that's not too bad.
No, you did great. I feel like you know hockey pretty well. I would not have done as well as you. Okay, you did way better than I did. I think I got, what, like a 60% or something going
but
on?
I think, didn't I ask you more questions?
Yeah, but percentage-wise.
Oh, you're right, okay.
Yeah. You got 16 out of 20, which is an 80%. You made a solid B.
Hey, B's get degrees,
that's
baby.
That's right.
I always said C's get degrees, C's, but yeah. Hey, I'll take it.
Yeah. That's good. So you're yay. Headed right on to Hockey Mom Pro, I
that's
feel
right.
Like.
Hockey Mom, I don't know what you want to say. Like, I'm on the stage at least.
That's
know?
Right.
Like, silver, bronze.
That's right.
Gold. I don't think I'm gold yet, but.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Bronze or silver. We're yeah, getting close.
We're getting there.
Okay, I'll take it. On the podium. Well, that was fun. Yeah. I do. I like hockey. I like learning about hockey rules and terms. And
me too.
I mean, I know there's probably so many more that we don't understand.
For sure.
And even now, especially since we only play half ice, like, I feel like it just hinders us a little
right.
bit from learning
and
everything.
Like, we don't check yet, and yeah. so penalties are a little bit different. Yeah. So we've just got a lot to learn. But
and you know, when you watch like NHL or even like semi-pro, like it's such a fast-moving game.
Is.
I'm like, sometimes I can't keep up.
I know. And even like, you know, in a lot of sports, when you substitute, like everything kind of stops and people substitute. Yeah. But in like the NHL, you'll like see people just like hop on the ice and yeah. switch. And
it's a lot.
It is.
And sometimes I'm like, where is the puck? Like, I don't even know where it is.
I know.
You know?
That little one-inch thing.
That's, yeah, 1 inch. I know. That's just not very big. It's okay, though. Little micro puck. But yeah, I just feel like with hockey, it seems simple because, like, obviously a lot of the terms
yeah.
are pretty straightforward.
Pretty. Yeah, self-explanatory.
Right. But then there's, like, so many things that are really probably really complicated mm-hmm. that we will eventually learn. So we'll have to do like a more advanced hockey
yes.
down the road.
That's
we'll do
right.
a more advanced one. But
as we go.
But yeah, but I think that this is safe to say that anybody can learn anything at any age, right?
That's right. So that's right. We're
just
protecting
because,
our brains
right.
by stretching them.
That's exactly right.
Things.
So just because you did not grow up with hockey or any other
mm-hmm.
sport does not mean that you can't learn and
right.
adapt and overcome and, you know, be a better version of yourself and
yes.
do all the things.
Yes.
So,
and help your yes. kids learn a new sport.
That's exactly right. And we said this before in the podcast where we will give our unsolicited advice of, you know, things that we don't know anything about. Like,
yes.
You need to do this and hold your stick like this. And
yeah.
it's like, when's the last time you
right.
held
I've
a stick?
Literally, Morgan's actually played hockey
I did one
once
time.
Before. And
yeah.
I've never held a stick on the ice. I've like shot around in the driveway.
Yeah. It's, I'll be honest with you, it's really hard. I just
I'm
did
sure.
it in the parents game. And like, I can ice skate and you can ice skate.
Yeah.
Like, I can go straight
I
or
can.
Like in a circle. But to like actually shoot and then
oh,
like
yeah.
get out of the way quickly like,
yeah
that was tough. There was a few times that some of the better skaters were like coming towards me and I just like stood still.
I'm like, please go around
like
go around.
Yeah like, you're gonna have to bob and weave around me. So to think that these little 7 and 8 year olds can do what they do, like
yeah,
kudos.
Impressive.
That is impressive. Yeah. So well, we hope y'all enjoyed this episode. We had fun, like I said, just you know, doing something a little off the cuff and something a little more fun.
Yeah.
But we will be back next week with another episode of Hockey Moms Uncensored.
See y'all then.